Hi, I'm Veronica Calles Torres, a postdoctoral at North Dakota State University. As many of you know, pollinators these days are a hot topic, especially for entomologists as myself and for horticulture as many of yourself. This research was an initiative to evaluate the effectiveness of some ornamental perennials to attract pollinators and beneficial arthropods in North Dakota. Quickly, I would like to recognize my co-authors. The majority of our plants flowering rely on pollinators in order to produce fruits and to form seeds. However, many of our pollinator species, especially honeybees and wild bees, are experiencing population decline. And this is in particular to the loss of availability, forage, and habitat. However, one of the recommendations is to plant perennial flowers in order to help our pollinators. Therefore, the objective of this research was to evaluate three commercially available genera of perennials for their ability to attract pollinators and beneficial arthropods in an urban and rural landscape in North Dakota. And then also we are going to look at native species versus improved ornamental cultivars, but that data I'm not going to present today. So the study was conducted in 2018, and it was conducted in two sites. Absaraka was our rural representation for a rural landscape, and Fargo was our representation for an urban landscape. The red dots indicate where our plots were located. So if we see this picture at Absaraka, our plots are surrounded by agricultural lands, and also they were close to a wooded area. However, on the other picture at Fargo, our plots were located close to the Fargo community, and you can see in the northeast of our plots is part of our campus, and then you can see some research plots that is also part of the North Dakota State University. So at both sides, the plots were arranged in a randomized complete block design with six replication, and they were established in June 2018. Before planting, we place a black fabric over the ground. Then we water the plants once or twice a week. And the weeding was done by hand and when it was necessary. So we evaluated three different genera in this study. The first one is Phyllotilaphion, which are also known as stone crops. And for this genus, we have six cultivars. Then we have the Monarda, also known as a bee balm. For this genus, we have a mix of three species and five cultivars. Lastly, we have the genus Symphyotrichon, also known as aster flowers. For this genus, we also have three species and five cultivars. So the observations for Atropos was conducted from late July to early October in 2018. And this observation was maintained from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. because that is the time where is the most of our pollinators are active. So each flower was observed for 3 minutes, and all Atropos that they visit the flowers were recorded, and some of them, they were collected for later identification. The arthropods, then, we categorized in two main groups. One of the main groups is pollinators, and we have honeybees, black bees, and the black bees was subcategorized among large, medium, and small black bees. Then we have syrphid flies, butterflies, bumblebees, green metallic bees, blue metallic bees, and moths. The other main groups was beneficial arthropods, and for this we have wasps, which wasp was subcategorized among parasitic wasps, yellow jackets, and other wasps, which include hornets and paper wasps and others. Then we have ants, somewhere there, minot pirate bugs, and then we have lady beetles, green lace wing, spiders, and daddy long legs. So this is our first year of result. So the data is just from 1 year. So we have observed 2,731 specimens at Apsaraka. And from those, 74.4% were insect pollinators. And we had to remember that Apsaraka was our representation for a rural landscape. Then we have at Fargo, 756 specimens. And from those, 93.1% were insect pollinators. And the rest were was beneficial arthropods were. So now looking at the results of pollinators between Apsaraka and Fargo. In this graph, we have in the y-axis the numbers of pollinators, and then we have on the x-axis the location, Fargo and Apsaraka. And we can see that there was no significantly difference between Apsaraka and Fargo for pollinators. And this is just 1 year of data, so we are expecting to see some difference with 2 years of data. So at Apsaraka, the majority of our pollinators were small black bees at 48%. Then followed by syrphid flies at 23%, and then we have honeybees at 10%. And the rest of the groups of pollinators were below 6%. At Fargo, the majority of our pollinators were honeybees at 68%, then followed by syrphid flies at 16%, then we have the median black bees at 6%, and the rest were below 5%. So now looking at the results of which genera attracted more pollinators. We have in the y-axis numbers of pollinators, and on the x-axis the three different genera. And we can see that at Apsaraka, Phyllotelaphium attracted significantly higher numbers of pollinators compared to the Symphyotrichon and Monarda. And Monarda attracted significantly the lowest numbers of pollinators. At Fargo, Phyllotelaphium and Symphyotrichon attracted they were not significantly different for attracting numbers of pollinators, but they were significantly higher than the Monarda for attracting insect pollinators at Fargo. Now going into the results of the beneficial arthropods, we can see that there was not significantly difference between Apsaraka and Fargo for beneficial arthropods. At Apsaraka, the majority of the beneficial arthropods were minute pirate bugs at 85%, followed by parasitic wasps at 8%, and then ants at 3%. Then the rest of the beneficial arthropods groups were below 4%. At Fargo, the majority of our beneficial arthropods were other wasps at 60%, followed by yellow jackets at 13%, Then we have minute pirate bags at 9%. Then the rest of the beneficial arthropods were below 8%. Now, which of the genera attracted more beneficial arthropods? The genus Symphyotrichon attracted significantly higher numbers of beneficial arthropods compared to the Phyllotelaphion and Monarda. And Monarda attracted significantly the lowest numbers of beneficial arthropods at Absaraka. Then we have at Fargo, however, Monarda attracted significantly higher numbers of beneficial arthropods compared to the Phyllotelaphion and Symphyotrichon. And Phyllotelaphion and Symphyotrichon were not significantly different for attracting beneficial arthropods at that location. Now we conclude that the Phyllotelaphion and Symphyotrichon show promise to attract pollinators. Then Phyllotelaphion and Symphyotrichon attracted more beneficial arthropods at Absaraka, and the Monarda attracted more beneficial arthropods at Fargo. The landscape can be one of the main effects for why we observed more arthropods at Absaraka than Fargo. And again, Absaraka was our representation for a rural landscape, and our plots were surrounded by agricultural lands and close to a wooded area. And our next step is to see if there is any significant difference within a genus. With that, I would like to acknowledge everyone who helped. And this project was founded by the USDA North Dakota Department of Agriculture, Specialty Crop Block Grant Program. Say five times that, so. Thank you. With that, I will take any questions. Yes, we are not looking that one, but also it is important for the bees or wild bees, the nectar that we had to provide with the flowers or pollen, the quality of the pollens and the quantity also will make an effect on them. But we are not looking at these flowers then.
How big were the masses of flowers?
At first they were just small, like a feet, I think. But this is the second year. Some of the flowers will go like, I don't know, diameter of 1 foot and a half for this year. This is the second year, but this is the data from the last year. Harleen?
With the flowering period overlapping for all the species, or yes. Do you feel that the flowering period might influence pollinators?
I think so. I think so, because also early in the season, we have, like for example, we have Batisha before. So it's early in the season, so we will have maybe less pollinators than we have now Monarda, and we are having more pollinators because of the season and others.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.